the general public, they don't get it. They feel like, then if your child has special needs, you should be watching them. Of course, we are watching them, but we also need to let them experience life. You see? Like, they are allowed to take up space. And I'm not going to be sorry for that.
Favorite?
Favorite? Who is?
What? Is it chocolate or strawberry? No, is it chocolate or strawberry?
We have had many encounters, you know, since he was young. The recent one was here in our residence. It's a gated compound, right? Just let the kids go out there and be by themselves, be a bit independent. I was here having an eye on them and they were just walking along the pool. And I saw Nawfal putting his mouth into the pool and then, you know, doing the lion, you know, just spitting it out. I was just watching what was going to happen. And as he was walking back, a resident started to like finger point at him. She was scolding him. So my daughter came to his side. My daughter came back crying with him, with Nawfal. So I asked my daughter, okay, what happened? You know, I said, oh no, the auntie scolded me. And I said, did you tell her that your brother has special needs? Do you apologize? She said, yes, I did. But she said, it doesn't matter, you know. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, when your daughter comes back crying to you, then, you know, I felt a little bit sad at the same time. Yeah, defensive, you know. I went over to the lady politely to explain to her, said, my son has special needs. I'm sorry that he did that. But she said that he shouldn't be doing that, you know, it doesn't matter. I said, yes, I know, and I don't want him to do that as well, you know, but some things are beyond our control. We try to educate him, we know that these are things that he cannot do.
Can you just go outside for a while?
Yeah, let's just take a walk. But come, Nawfal, expose you to the sun a bit.
Try to expose him as much as we can so that he can learn. But the only way that he can learn from is to go through it and then we explain to him. Hopefully, it sticks.
Okay, come.
They will tell us you should watch your child, but for as long as we watch him, we don't allow him to do things, he's not going to learn. And how is he going to grow up into a capable adult if we don't allow him to experience things, if we don't allow him to even be on his own in public? We need to take that step. As parents, it's not easy. It's scary for us to let him walk on his own in a mall or walk on his own here, even in our condo. But we have to let him do it.
Can you help me?
You can do it yourself. Come on.
The biggest misconception that the general public have of children with autism, I feel that they view behaviors children with autism display as being mischievous. The fact that autism is an invisible disability, it makes it harder. And having to go out there and explain every single time and explain the same thing, it gets a bit exhausting after a while.
Jumping jet.
As a special needs parent, you want your son to be able to grow up and integrate into a safe society. I want to know that in the future, he can go out to work in a safe environment. So these interactions that we have brings out that worry in me. It's not about my interaction with these people. It's more of the environment that he will have to grow up in.
Jen. In the beginning, I find that when they are overwhelming, then they have meltdown, right? It's very difficult. You get weird stares from people, as people will see, hey, why these kids like misbehave in the public, and then they cry, they're uncontrolled. But that time is like I don't truly open up to tell people that my son, they are special needs.
There was 17 motorcycles.
17 motorcycles. There was one time this old lady just sitting beside me while we are waiting for the bus. Victor and Vernon, they will have, you know, sometimes they will steam because of overwhelming. They will make a weird noise, they will flap their hand, bouncing, kind of thing. So then the woman say, wow, 这样吵, like very noisy. Last time I really will not open up my mouth and tell her, but then after that I learned that probably the auntie also don't know their condition, you know, and they don't know what is autistic. The auntie said, oh, autistic, but they look so normal. I say, yeah, I started to educate. The brain function differently, so that's why they make some noise. The auntie, the whole entire perception changed. She even like start to talk to my boys.
Delicious.
Can you tell
what you're making now?
Delicious.
Yellow tomato.
Yellow tomato.
Okay.
Let's make apple.
I think the most challenging part until now, I still think, is to understand their world. Because their body sensory work differently with us. The way they see things, the way they feel. Especially with the limited speech and social impairment. Sometimes I cannot get what they want. You know, they cannot express, especially in depth, they cannot express themselves. A lot of time I'm like guessing, try this, try that, whether it works or not.
Victor, next time, Victor. This looks amazing. Victor. Victor.
When they pick up new certain behavior, also a challenging period. Yeah, I mean that this is a long life journey that I learn slowly, okay, you have to slow down and also constantly adjust the expectation.
Renan, can you tell Tete? Purple line, all the MRT stations. Yeah.
Line.
Yes. You say all the stations.
Harbourfront, Ocean Park, Chinatown, Clarke Quay.
My biggest worries for Victor and Vernon, whether they are able to behave well outside in the public, because sometimes when they do certain things, people don't understand them and also will misinterpret who they are.
Okay, you point to Tete, where is Harbourfront? Wow, so fast. Where is Boon Keng?
I hope people will learn more about autism and also to understand our children's differences and also continue to be patient and be kind with them. So as parents ourselves, if we be able to have more resources and also build a support network around our children, they will have a brighter future.
For them, certain things are different, or maybe it doesn't make sense. So how can we make things a bit more easier for them? You know, being less judgmental and being a bit more helpful, you know, in whatever they want to do.
Mama, love you.
I love you.
Yes. And how about Vita?
Mommy, love you.
Mommy, I love you.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
Mommy, it's a tablet.
I want to take care.
You take care of yourself, okay? Can you help to take care of Victor also?
Yes.
Victor, can you take care of Vernon?
Yes.
Nafa, do you love your mommy and daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you give mommy and daddy a hug? Big hug for mommy and daddy.
And big hug.
Ba 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 banana. Ba 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 banana. Ba 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 banana. Ba 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 banana.